City ambulances will be taking a new tack with patients struck by cardiac arrest. Starting next year, EMS paramedics will take many heart attack victims to certain hospitals where their bodies can be cooled down, even if those hospitals with specialized cooling equipment are farther away. Dr. Stefan Mayer is head of the Neurological Intensive Care Unit at New York Presbyterian Columbia. He's one of the people who spearheaded the new emergency response strategy citywide, and he joins us now to talk about it. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
So you're going to take people in cardiac arrest and lower their body temperature by about 8 degrees or so for about 24 hours. I always thought speed was essential in treating heart attacks. Why is this good for heart attack victims, something that takes place over 24 hours?
Well, yeah, first of all, we're talking about cardiac arrest. When we think of a heart attack, we think of dull chest pain, and what's happening is your coronary is occluded, part of the downstream heart muscle dies, but you're still alive. Cardiac arrest, you're dead. You have no pulse, blood pressure. This is CPR, chest compressions, and electric shocks and the like. You generally 20% of patients who collapse that get early CPR and resuscitation, we get the heart beating again. So 80% of these attempts are actually unsuccessful. Those individuals then actually experience a reperfusion injury of their brain, and it's a chemical cascade of injury that plays out over hours and hours and hours.
What does that mean, reperfusion of their brain?
Well, there's no flow. There's no flow and there's no oxygen to the brain, or very meager flow, which you're trying to maintain with the chest compressions. And then when you get the heart beating again, then you get the blood back with the oxygen, and the cells are stressed and damaged, and that's what leads to the biochemical cascade.
And how does cooling help with this?
There are many biochemical processes that are triggered, destructive processes in the brain. It's not simply a matter of, well, the cell dies because there's no oxygen. All of these processes are ameliorated or reduced by cooling down the brain temperature. Why that is, we don't fully understand, but we know that cooling obviously slows down tissue metabolism, you know, the energy requirements. And it's just a remarkable biological effect. Cooling and hypothermia really is nature's gold standard for neuroprotection when deprived of oxygen.
And how is this done? In a cold room or with ice packs to the head or what?
It's got to be done in an intensive care unit because it's a very intensive type of therapy that requires a lot of monitoring and a lot of very close attention. It can be done any number of ways. The simple ways, as you'd imagine, is simply putting bags of ice on somebody. Increasingly, we're actually using refrigerated intravenous fluids and running them into the vein. And there are newer cooling technologies that can cool patients more quickly because you're correct. Speed is of the essence. And these amount to different surface systems where special pads are stuck onto the body or intravenous catheters that go inside the body to cool the body from the inside.
So this sounds like a lot of special equipment. I understand these units will only be in a few hospitals in the five boroughs, so some ambulances will be making longer trips. Again, if fast is good in the case of a heart attack, why do all of this if another ER without the cooling system is nearby?
We have nothing to offer these patients in terms of getting any chance of a good neurological recovery with conventional supportive care. Hypothermia, we've known since 2002. For 6 years, we've had the data, has an extremely powerful effect and drastically increases an individual's chances of escaping with minimal brain damage and a good functional recovery. So whether the ambulance ride is an extra 5 or 10 or 15 minutes, it's worth it in view of the fact that you can actually get access to the only treatment, and a very powerful treatment at that, that we can offer.
So the rewards are worth the extra time and the risks associated with that extra time.
Without a doubt.
In the interest of full disclosure, we should note that you receive money from one of the medical device companies that produces cooling equipment. Did that influence your role in developing this new citywide strategy?
Not really. My motivation for getting involved and trying to get this going citywide really comes out of frustration. In my unit up at Columbia Presbyterian, we've been cooling patients for several years. And about a year ago, I had an epiphany where I had an individual who had been sent to us emergently from an outside emergency room because his niece was an intensive care fellow who I knew in San Francisco who called me on my cell and said, listen, my uncle collapsed. He's in a coma. Will you take him and give him the hypothermia? She knew about the treatment. And a few beds down in the ICU, I had a 34-year-old man.
Doctor, I'm so sorry. Yeah. We are running out of time.
Okay.
But I understand your point, and it's a point well taken. Dr. Stefan Mayer is head of the Neurological Intensive Care Unit at New York Presbyterian. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.